I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have June, and June presents with complaints of pain during the mid-stance to terminal stance phase of gait. Upon examination, there's excessive pronation of the subtalar joint and pes planus deformity. What muscle is most likely weakened? So we have A, flexor digitorum brevis, B, tibialis posterior, C, abductor hallucis, and D is extensor digitorum longus. All right, y'all, I'm excited about this one. This is a fan favorite, something that a lot of you have been waiting for me to do another episode about, especially when it comes down to this world of gait, but then tying in muscle actions and functions. I got you today, all right? Now, before I jump into it, I know a lot of you may be new to this podcast. You may love what we're doing here. I love that for you. Thank you for supporting this podcast. This is a huge resource to preparing for your 2024 NPTE and absolutely smashing it, all right? So stay with us. I'm definitely going to be making sure I'm bringing you the absolute best week after week to get you prepared. Now, for those of you who are looking for that extra help with preparing for the NPTE, we got that for you, all right? We have a review course option that I've been running now for quite some time, a bit over 6 years now. That is super awesome. If you are somebody that really learns well with these podcasts, trust me, you're going to learn very well when I teach you from a lecture standpoint. So I got a review course ready to go for you, where it's going to lay out everything that you need to know to not just pass, not just get the 600, but crush it and go into that NPTE with confidence. All right. So we got a review course. But I know some of you are like, listen, I have not ever been good at standardized testing. I'm the type of person that needs to take it up a notch in order to make sure that I pass. Listen, we have gone beyond just the review course and created a coaching program. That's where myself and my team are literally going to help you fix every single problem that you have in order to make sure you walk into this exam and crush it. Doesn't matter if you failed once, twice, three times, four or five, doesn't matter. We have helped students that have had literally a 1% chance. FSBPT told them they had a 1% chance of passing. We've helped them dominate the NPTE on the next attempt. That could be you as well, all right? So all you have to do, join us over at www.thepthustle.com, all right? We got all the information there to see if it's a good fit for you, all right? So go www.thepthustle.com. We'd be more than happy to sit down and see what is the best approach to make sure that you pass the NPTE. Sounds good? All right, let's go ahead and jump into today's question. We have June presents with complaints of pain during the mid-stance to terminal stance phase of gait. I'm going to go ahead and stop there for a minute. The person has pain during mid-stance to terminal stance. You should be getting that visual in your mind right now. This is very important for your NPTE as well. So mid-stance, we know that pretty much our entire body weight is going to be over that particular leg, whatever leg is in mid-stance, right? So we got the knee, which is pretty much close to locked out, and we are putting our weight through that leg. And then terminal stance is when we go into max hip extension and the leg is more behind us, and then we're starting to, you know, strike the ground with the opposite foot, okay? So getting that visual is very important here because it does say the pain occurs during mid-stance to terminal stance. All right. So upon examination, there's excessive pronation of the subtalar joint and pes planus deformity. So what does that mean to you? The person is going through mid-stance to terminal stance. They got excessive pronation, not just pronation, excessive pronation of subtalar joint and pes planus deformity. I see a lot of you are putting foot flat down in the comment box. I'm with you, baby. Now, the question is that something that is normal? Do we expect that? The answer is no, right? We shouldn't have that excessive pronation of the subtalar joint. So there's an issue. Now, as we go to the final sentence of the question, also known as a question stem, it says, what muscle is most likely weakened? And the way I interpreted this is, what muscle is weak and allowing for the excessive pronation of the subtalar joint and pes planus deformity? Like, because this muscle is weak, now the person exhibits excessive pronation of the subtalar joint. All right. So thinking about that, you know, let's go through their answer choices again for those of you on the podcast. So we have A, flexor digitorum brevis, B, tibialis posterior, C, abductor hallucis, and D is extensor digitorum longus. Okay. So as I'm thinking about this for a moment, all right, I'm going through. I'm like, all right, we got A. It says flexor digitorum brevis. If flexor digitorum brevis was weak, right, and we're talking about more of a foot muscle here, we're talking about a muscle that assists with toe flexion or digital flexion. So if that muscle was weak, would the person exhibit excessive pronation of the subtalar joint and pes planus deformity? And as I'm thinking about that, I'm like, no, not really. All right. Flexor digitorum brevis is not a major supinator of the foot or supinating or inverting the subtalar joint or anything like that. So I'm like, probably not. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of A. Let's take a look at B. Tibialis posterior. I see quite a few of you selected this answer. We're doing posterior tib here. Okay. So with posterior tib, my first question is to you, if that muscle is weak, would I see excessive pronation of the subtalar joint? Yes or no? Yes, you would. Okay. If that muscle is weak, would I potentially see flat foot? The answer to that is yeah. Well, why? Because posterior tib is a muscle that assists with elevating or lifting up of the arch, the medial arch. So I'm like, well, boom, you know, that's big. But the other one is it assists with more of that inverting of the subtalar joint, right? And so I'm like, that's very important, because if that muscle is not doing those activities, I'm going to end up with flat foot, pes planus. I'm going to end up with excessive pronation of the subtalar joint. It makes sense. I love B right now, but hold on a minute. Doesn't mean it's the right what? Answer. That's right. So let's go to C, abductor hallucis. Okay. So abductor hallucis. So I'm thinking about that. What does that muscle do? Okay. So the hallucis is going to be the great toe. So abduction of the great toe. If that muscle was weak, would it cause excessive pronation of the subtalar joint? I'm like, no. Would it cause someone to have flat foot, pes planus? No. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to C. It just doesn't fit, right? And I see some of you have selected that answer. Ask yourself why you selected that one. Was it a pretty answer for you? Did you go with it because you didn't know what that muscle did? All right, just think through that. It's very important. Let's go with D next. It says extensor digitorum longus. I'm going to ask the same question again. If that muscle was weak, would you have excessive pronation of the subtalar joint and pes planus deformity? The answer to that is no. Extensor digitorum, we know that that's more responsible for assisting in ankle dorsiflexion, but it also assists in that toe extension or digital extension. So as I'm looking at it, I'm like, no, if this is weak, it's not going to cause the excessive pronation of the subtalar joint. It's not going to cause the flat foot. Therefore, it leaves me with our final best answer of tibialis posterior, also known as posterior tib, B. All right. Congratulations to those of you who got this question correct. This one was not an easy one. It comes down to muscle functions, right? And the interesting thing is you have to be able to go through the question and be able to pick out the things that are important. Now, when I say that it's not an easy question, What I mean to tell you is that you have to be able to go through the question and see what it is that it's asking for. Because it's not just straight up asking, what is the muscle function? It doesn't say that. It does give you a little bit of a case, and you got to decipher what it is that they're looking for. And that's what makes the question a bit more complicated. But at the end of the day, this is a anatomy question. This is like muscle functions. And so when you're able to dial it and distill it down to what the question's really looking for, oh my gosh, these questions become significantly what? Easier. All right. And you are able to freaking do this on your MPTE where you bring it down to what the question's really asking. You're like, boom, it's this answer. I'm super confident. Yes, you can do that for every single one of your MPTE questions. How crazy is that? Well, here's the thing. I don't want to guess anymore. I don't want you to guess anymore. I want you to freaking be confident walking into this MPTE, and I want to help you do it. So the first step that you need to take is to join me over in my free private Facebook group, all right? www.mptegroup.com. I'm inviting you right now. I know you're on the way to clinic, you're on the treadmill, you're cooking dinner right now. Just stop for a moment, all right? Pull the car off to the side, put the hazards on real quick. Join the group. Why? Because I guarantee you, you rock with me. I am going to help you pass this MPTE. I'm so dedicated and motivated to helping you pass. I just need you to take that first step, all right? www.mptegroup.com. And if you know you're already looking for assistance with this MPTE, you're looking for coaching, then go ahead, www.theptehustle.com, all right? We have all of our courses up there. Let's see which one fits you the best, and let's freaking get this pass symbol. Sounds good? All right, www.theptehustle.com. Whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes. I got the links in there. You can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.